opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Watch me. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. That was loud. Hey, because I'm so amped up. I'm very excited to be here tonight. This is Linda Bott. Of course, North State Now here. And we are live for the first day of February as we're launching into all of these amazing events that are going on. And that's what I really like to talk about, because we listen to the news and we watch stuff, and it's like, ugh. Anyway, so I love it when we can do things that we enlighten, lift people's spirits. We do things that, you know, that make us, our imagination, grow and happy and commune. So, we've got two wonderful guests. First of all, my co-host tonight, who I'm so thrilled to have with me. I was so happy you said yes, and that is our one and only Maria Orozco. How are you?
I am super amazing. Thank you for asking me, Linda. I'm so happy to be here.
Look at this. I think, will you co-host with me tonight? And yeah. And not only that, you got me turned on to Jazzercise, which just kills me. But at the end, I'm so happy I've done it.
If that's the point. You did something you didn't think that you could push through.
Right.
And that's exactly why.
And you got me the pink, what do you want to call it? There's like these pink straps that you can put on your kneecap so you don't blow them out.
No, yeah, I should have got that even when I was cheerleading back when. That would have been really nice.
That is great. And I love the music, and you do get to push yourself through the sweat, and it's so great to see everybody get this energy. So thank you for turning me on to that.
Thank you for coming.
I wasn't even, So Maria's here tonight, and we're going to be talking later on in the program about some events that are happening that you definitely need to know about, which is a Barbie theme, the community fund, and a couple things coming up at the Reading Rodeo as well. But first, let's go to a new face on the scene, and that is Allison Boyer. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and you are new to Turtle Bay. Glad you're here.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking about Glowing Wild, but before that, let's talk a little bit about, I want to do a little, background, if you don't mind, so that people know, as Turtle Bay grows and they bring in, I've always loved the staff at Turtle Bay, and the Turtle Bay auction's coming up in March, we can talk about that too.
Right.
But, so you went to Flagstaff, Arizona. Let's talk a little bit about your past and marketing. And that your family in Chico, this is kind of the stuff that you gave me before you came on.
Sure.
And that you're here, you're new, and about this new event that Turtle Bay is kicking off.
Absolutely, yeah. As a kid, I came to Turtle Bay all the time. My elementary school class at Marigold Elementary would come up for field trips, and I was always so excited to see the incredible animal shows and the installations in the museum. Even when it wasn't in school, my mom would drive us up here on weekends to just check out what was going on. So now that I've finished college, it's so exciting to move back to the area close to my family and work for a place that I really believe in for the cause and everything that they do. I'm very passionate about wildlife conservation and conserving environments and local habitats. So it's just the perfect combination for me. I went to Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, where I graduated. And then I did marketing for a hotel in Flagstaff called Little America. And when this opportunity came up, it was just the perfect bridge to get back home and do everything I want to do.
Love the area. Yeah. Love the area. And from being from Chico, I can understand, you know, this tie. So Seth Magaha is a person that has been, moved through the station several times and been a great outreach. And then the last time he was on, or he came in, he was talking about some expansion that you're doing that's brand new to the community, and it will be a huge success following up what it was to have the Garden of Lights. Can you share with our listeners what Glowing Wild is?
Yes, this is such an exciting new Lantern Festival to kick off the Year of the Dragon. Fits perfectly. These are giant 20-foot-tall lantern sculptures of animals from all over the globe. There's alligators, pandas, orangutans. Let me see. There's a bunch of butterflies. There's peacocks. Anything you can imagine, it's probably in there. You can walk through this beautiful maze of 10 acres in our botanical gardens to see these installations. Amazing photo opportunities. As a social media marketer, I will say, perfect for selfies, perfect for blog influencers that are traveling and want to promote this event. Great for families. It's accessible on our flat trails. I can't say enough good things about this event because it's going to be so good for the community.
When we talk about flat trails, Maria, I think we understand how important it is that you have wheelchair access, that elderly, I know because my parents are 90, and they have been able to go through the Turtle Bay the way that those gardens have been laid out for the Garden of Lights.
That's interesting. I did not know that because one of the things when I asked my mom is she's like, I can't, really walk the whole thing anymore. So sure. I can't wait to take her to this. I'm just so excited.
Yes. And they've done something special with the Garden of Lights where there's no undulation. So in other words, you're not walking on gravel in a hole. Mm-hmm. The way they've laid it out is like there's almost a covering. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what that is called, but there's like a covering. So
yeah, you don't sink in anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of accessibility, there will be sensory nights. If someone in your family is sensitive to lights and sounds, people on the autism spectrum, this is a really great night to come specifically on that night for that family member.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
That just makes my heart feel full.
Absolutely.
They don't think about that. We're seeing that more and more with movies that there may be strobe lights, disturbances. I don't think maybe 10 years ago we even knew that that could be something that could trigger an episode or whatever. And so, awesome. Did that come with, I'm curious to know, as the package came and you saw the package, was that part of the package? Because we already know that you've laid the groundwork for the wheelchair accessible and for, people who are on canes or tripods or whatever that they can get through. Mm-hmm. Was that something that came in the package or is it something that you became aware of lately? I'm just curious.
Yeah, sure. How we came up with sensory night.
Yeah.
We just wanted to provide a easy way for every member of the community to come with their families and make sure that no one felt excluded. So just having a specific night for all to come, I think, warms my heart, too. It makes me so happy and proud to be able to promote this location and these kinds of events because it's so important.
So we heard earlier on, Maria, when we were talking to Allie, that this event kicks off and it goes for 3 months.
It does. It opens Friday, March 29th, and runs through May 26th. And the tickets are live on sale on the website as of today. Mm. So if you wanted to jump on and get those on turtlebay.org, we also have glowingwild.org as a separate website. You can purchase tickets.
All right. So what are the tickets running-ish?
Let's see. Adults are 16 and up, starting at $20. Children four to fifteen go for $15, and anyone under 3 years old is free.
Now, is that just amazing? That would never happen at Disneyland or any of these other places. I'm just saying that Turtle Bay is offering a night for a family of four to go for under $50.
Right. Well, and even for our members, it's even less than that. We do give discounted rates for all of our members on events at Turtle Bay. So the adult price for members is 15, children are 10, and then under 3, obviously free again.
Well, Tyler's flashing the lights, so we have to take a break. But I am here with Maria Orozco, who is, of course, our one and only beautiful director of marketing and all things with Reading Rancheria. We just love seeing her face in the community and all the great things. We're going to be talking about a fundraiser coming up later in just a few minutes. And also Allie Boyer, who is with Turtle Bay. We're talking about Glowing Wild tickets. We're going to give tickets away at the next break. But you've got to tell us something about peacocks. We'll be right back. I'm running out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
All right. We can have the whole night just dance because we're getting ready. When we do the Barbie theme night for the Reading Rancheria, it is going to be the eve of Maria Roscoe's birthday. We're going to party.
We will party.
Yeah, we're going to party. And that's the kind of
hey,
thing
Barbie.
We're going to, yeah, hey, Barbie. Oh, all right. So I'm here, of course, if you hear this, I'm trying to get my mic. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now, and you heard that commercial. Dr. Taggart, I definitely go to him for vitamin infusions. He's the guy. It's called Shasta Wellness Meadows, and he does all kinds of great treatments, but I really believe that that has given me a leg up. I didn't get help. I didn't get sick during the holidays, which is really amazing after we went to, you know, Vegas for the National Rodeo Finals. We did some live remotes. Thank you. Part of that was underwritten by, of course, our good friends at Reading Rancheria and Wind River. But we covered three events there. We were out all the time with all these people. Then we came back, and then I had a performance, and then we had, I don't even know, we were everywhere. And I really believe that doing vitamin infusions and electrolytes and water and like Maria, you'll see she's
jazzercise.
She's always cleaning. Yes. And just keeping, you know, positive vibes going. And it's hard because you're around people who get sick, and then you start to get worried, too, that you're going to get it. And the crud's been out there for quite some time, and so we all know that. So I really appreciate that. So I'm going to say that, you know, a shout-out to Dr. Taggart, and glowing reviews from me to Dr. Taggart. I'm here with Allison Allie Boyer and my co-host, Maria Orozco.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. And you had some questions that were really good at the break. We were talking about a couple things with Glowing Wild and some of the things that Turtle Bay, like, are they going to have specialty drinks and certain things like that. I asked that question. Mm-hmm. But you were nodding like, yeah, that'd be great. And you were talking about doing some cultural dancing.
Mm-hmm. We are locking in all of our performers. If anyone has Asian-related cultural performance of any kind, we're talking dancing, martial arts, singing, to contact us at Turtle Bay because we would love to host your performances in tandem with this amazing Chinese Lantern Festival. These are all traditionally made Chinese lanterns made of canvas, so it's really cool to see them all lit up, and it's just such a great representation of the culture merging with animal conservation.
Oh,
I love it because when you go travel somewhere and they are just full into the new year, all of their spectacular celebrations. And I'm like, where is this in Reading? And you're bringing it. I'm super excited.
It's so exciting. This show has been traveling around to zoos around the country, and we're so happy that it's coming to Reading. It's going to be right here in our backyard to be able to experience. So, yeah.
So I have a question with the lights. Because we know that after you laid, and I know that Mike had been on Warren, who was, you know, instrumental with several other people about laying the groundwork to get that lighting. I mean, you're figuring that you get to do it for a couple months every year. It seems like it's moved a little bit earlier and a little bit later, because I know that we went on New Year's Eve, and it went to January 8th. But that you laid the groundwork to get all the lighting in there. So, and you've been able to keep the lights.
Right, correct.
So now with this, is this a traveling with the, you were talking about the canvas things, or are you going to invest where you get to keep it for next year?
It is traveling.
Okay.
So it can come back next year. But they are so flexible and amazing with their creativity. They were actually able to create for us specific Turtle Bay turtle sculptures that are going to be debuting at this Glowing Lights Festival, making it Reading specific, and we're very excited about that.
Now, Maria, I know that you get to do the Caffeinate for a Cause.
Yes.
Don't you love it when they bring the animals?
That was probably my favorite part of that event. Helping Turtle Bay, but them bringing the actual stars to us to be able to, yeah.
For people driving through Dutch Brothers, and they get to see the big, you know, I don't even know what it's called, the lizard, whatever. I know there's a name for it. And then the turtles and an owl.
Yeah. Yeah, we are actually going to be able to have animal shows at this event. Stay tuned for which nights those are and details on that. But our amazing director, curator of animals, Sharon Clay.
Yay,
will be there.
Shout out to Sharon.
Teaching us all about our amazing animals that we have.
So let me ask you about why we've got you here. I know we're here to talk about, well, first of all, let's take a caller. If you're driving, pull over, because we know that the weather's kind of weird right now. 530-605-4567, and you can be the first to get two tickets. Are they anytime tickets?
Yes.
Okay, now that I always called the golden tickets, because when we gave tickets away before for the Garden of Lights, that's special, because a lot of times you have to, you know, buy a night and a time. Mm-hmm. These are anytime tickets to... Give us a call, but you got to give me a little bit of information on what you know about a peacock. And Tyler, our producer, is standing by, and he'll let you know if your answer is correct. Don't let that hold you back, because I think you need to call and get these tickets. I know I wish I were the first person to get free tickets for, you know, the new Glowing Wild show that begins March?
March 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, call in, get those tickets.
If someone doesn't have an amazing fact about peacocks offhand, I have a fact sheet right here. I will quiz you.
Very smart. Yes. Come on, somebody.
Well, I want to ask, if we're talking about peacocks, why is the male more beautiful than the female?
I don't know for peacocks specifically, but for a lot of animals, it's kind of the opposite of what you might think, where the male is much more decorated than the female is. You can see this a lot in different kinds of bird species, where they have big, bright, beautiful colors to attract mates.
Okay, well, all right. Yeah. So, and why do they lose their feathers?
Peacocks lose their feathers.
Because I have some peacock feathers in my house that are wonderful, decorative, and so I don't think they killed a peacock, but I think in one of the movies somebody killed it. And thought I think it was Manisqua. Well, I don't know who it was, but they thought it was. Anyway, we don't want to go there.
Yeah.
No. Okay, next.
Sharon, if you're listening,
let's talk
I'm sorry.
About, let's talk about one of the events, and I love being part of this, is the Turtle Bay fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our annual fundraiser is so exciting, and I'm super excited to attend it for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be off to the races, so it is Kentucky Derby themed. It's going to be great. You know, if you're coming, wear your big hats and your beautiful dresses. I'm going to be dressing up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a question from our team if they can come costumed.
Oh, yeah.
Jockey, all of that stuff. So I think you're going to get a lot of different... An array of costumes, as long as we can bling our jeans and wear something like that,
right?
Too.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Kentucky or off to the races, like you said, a jersey, why not? It's the jocks have colors. They do silk jerseys.
One might be pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've got an array, I guess. You're collecting. So anyway, what's the date on that?
That I am not sure.
That's on March 16th.
Okay, March 16th, and tickets are probably still available, and I love doing that event. So, yeah.
I think they're just starting to advertise for that now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I gave a call into Joanne because the jeans, jewels, and jazz and any Turtle Bay thing, we love to attend.
Right,
so.
Right. Do you guys you probably donate stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
probably. Yeah, you are. They're big donators. So, all right. So, any last minute questions or any last minute things? Nobody called about a peacock. You know, we've got tickets for you to go to Glowing Wild. And if you don't call in tonight, we'll give some tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. We'll
Perfect.
Give some on the air because that's just a fantastic event. So, I know people are worried about the weather. Don't call while you're driving. So, anyway.
Yeah, the tickets will be here. And then just remember during the time of March 29th through May, you can pick your day, pick your weather.
Yeah.
It's just going to be amazing. Plus, there's going to be other events happening maybe at the same time, so you can do dual eventing.
I mean, when do they close? The hours.
The hours.
Because I'm thinking about the rodeo.
Yes.
Like, you've got five layers. I think you said there's, like, the rodeo will end. I mean, there's, like, double days just on a few of the end because... May 27th, you close.
We do close May 27th. I don't have the closing hours for you yet.
Well, it's usually in the past it's been 9, I think, 9 or 10. But anyway, so that'll be great. Mm-hmm. No big deal. It's not a. So thank you so much for being with us.
Of
and
course.
Tyler, why don't you play us out with something fantastic? And when we come back, I'll be here with Maria Orozco. We're going to talk about the Reading Rancheria event, as well as here comes a phone call. I wonder if they're going to be talking about peacocks. Should we wait for 1 second? Tyler.
We can wait for a second.
All right. Why don't you answer that and see if that's a peacock question? We're all like,
free tickets.
Yep.
Free tickets.
Or if somebody's listening saying, why did you talk about this and that? Anyway, we are going to discuss when we get back also the Reading Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And Native American night, the opening night. We're going to talk about your new found wonderful partnership with the Reading Rodeo Association and the powwow, as well as other events that you're going to be doing. And can't wait to discuss that after we get back after these messages. But first, he's just talking away on the phone. Oh, is it peacock themed? Okay, what are they asking? Go ahead, get on the air. Listen, this is how it works. This is how we roll here at KCNR.
Here we go.
All right. So, they hung up! We put them on the spot! They were too nervous! Call back, come on. Call back.
All right. We'll try that again. They call right back. His name is Robert.
All right, Robert. Call back, and we'll after the break, and we'll definitely get those tickets to you. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. Welcome back to the show. 6:33 tonight. We are live. This is North State Now with Linda Bott, and who could not be the most perfect co-host with me is Maria Roscoe.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Isn't this great?
Yeah. To
Girl
talk
power.
About just events. Wow.
To talk about events. Sometimes I have theater people in or musicians singing or playing, and I love that. That just warms my heart, you know. We'd love to eventually do a PBS. We talked about doing that. That's just about bringing in players and talking about really good stuff that's happening in the North State. And we can hear it. We can hear it when we on the radio and see it visually, but it's just a different thing with sometimes when you have that little vibey thing. Now, Tyler, he's been on the phone. We've talked about giving these tickets away, and then we did something about, we asked just because I felt like being really random with a peacock question. And then our listener called with background noise. And Tyler, do we still have that caller?
I do believe we do. Let's check it out right now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, we got one.
Well, who do we have on the phone?
My name is Robert.
Robert, you do you have any information about peacocks?
Think of something.
Okay, let me give you a quiz question. It'll be 50-50. The big, colorful peacocks that are blue with the big green feathers, are they male or female?
That's a hard one to...
All right.
Males are the colorful ones.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, we got
hey,
it.
Robert, quick question. Quick question, did you go to the Garden of Light at Turtle Bay this past year or another season?
I haven't went like 2 or 3 years ago. I didn't get to go this year.
Okay, thank you. So you're going to get 2 tickets to go to Glowing Wild, which begins March 31st. And Tyler's going to take your number, and then what we're going to do is send you through your phone number a text with the tickets, or they're going to call you and get your address or something because you're being printed up right now. Sound
okay,
good?
Sounds good.
All right, Robert, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
March 29th.
March 29th, yeah. Well,
even
that was good.
Sooner. Super excited.
So, I love taking callers because some people get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was. But he sounded like he was on speakerphone way, like, so that's good, Tyler. Take his information. All right. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much. All right. So now let's segue over to the Redding Rancheria. You've always had these fantastic themes that you give these big parties. And in these particular evenings, people come costumed or not, and you select a couple nonprofits. So take us through the evening.
So we started the Redding Rancher Community Fund in 2002. In 2004, we decided to start the dinners, which makes this year epic 20 years. The first one was only to solicit and thank people who came through the fund and wanted to ask us for money, and it was like, thank you for asking. So we wanted to reward somebody. Our advisory board said, you know what, these folks have went above and beyond. We decided, you know what, you need an additional $10,000 gift. We've done that. It started with a non-theme to please give us a different theme each time, from 80s to black and white, Barbie, Disney. We've had tea party, mad tea parties. We would have everything. So we've
superheroes.
Had 20 of them, yes. Villains.
Star Wars.
And people like to dress, but I can tell you that this Barbie-themed event sold out 2 months earlier than any other event that I've ever had. With
do you think it's because it's a Barbie event, or do you think because people are hungry to get back, you do the best event? I mean, second to, of course, Turtle Bay, which we love that event too, which is also a costume theme. Different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to both. You know what I'm talking about. So
right.
Why do you think that is?
Well, A, I love our events because you not only have to attend the event, you can walk around and go to another bar. You can play if you wanted to play. You could have something to eat and come back. You don't have to just sit and
mm-hmm.
stay in an event.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Plus, our banquet staff makes you feel like you're not. You have help. You don't have to do everything. Our event this year, I think, with the gentlemen that are calling and saying, my wife really wants to know how many tickets we can get. Is it 8? How many have you sat? And I'm like, we've sat 12 at our table, our 10 tops.
All
we're
right.
the only ones in, like, Shasta County who have
10
tops. Yes. So we fit 12. So people are up to 12, and it is the theme. I know it's the theme because that's
okay.
what they say. My wife said, oh, and I'm going to be this Barbie or whatever.
Oh,
so.
Well, you know, we can't, you know, it's infused
mm-hmm.
in our system. Did we not grow up, unless you, like, were a little house on the prairie and you grew up and you were, like, maybe Amish or something and didn't have, you know, Mattel. but it was infused in our bodies that we loved Barbie and dressing Barbie and all the different kinds of theme Barbies. And then now this movie that has come out that's been like, it's become an institution almost, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the talk between Oscars and getting nominated and not getting nominated, and $1 billion movie mm-hmm. of all time. And the question that I keep getting asked is, okay, so do we have to wear pink? And the answer is no. Do you have to be themed strictly to the movie? The answer is no. You can be anything you want to be, anything that makes you feel good, makes you feel beautiful, makes you feel important and confident is my, that's my recommendation.
Right. So you could be like Vet Barbie.
You could be Vet Barbie.
And you could be in a, like a white smock, you know, with a little stethoscope. You could be...
So I saw a dentist Barbie, and they flared it at the end with pastels and different kinds of things. You can dress up whatever you want. If you want to bring your career in to show the different things that you do, fantastic. We have some gentlemen that are coming as the Mattel men. I'm like, that perfect. I need Mattel men.
Right.
I want those guys to come in the black when they're doing the Ken dance to be in the all black with the pink socks.
Okay.
Somebody. Please bring that.
Well, the Barbie and the Kens are wearing all black. They're wearing all black and pink ties.
And who's Barbie and the Kens?
Barbie and the Kens, you'll just have to find out. The Kens are a seven-piece band with horns, and they're going to be, these are like the top players in town that are going to just be blowing your socks off with, like, great music.
During the Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
During the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, as soon as you walk in the door at 6 o'clock, be there and get rocked out. Enjoy your time. It's just so much fun. It's just joy. There's joy in the night.
Absolute joy. We have 53 tables, and we have 16 up in a big Barbie box. So we had to move the silent auction outside into a location. So it will be connected. It will work out. It'll be great weather. Everything will work. But it is the biggest party we've ever had so far.
So now when the night is over, because, well, it's on a Saturday night, so everybody can stay up late. All right, so that's good. Will there be breakout dance places to where you've got the Barbie theme, like some of that stuff that's going to be in the bar?
I think we're going to bring the DJ to the bar so we can bring the dance out there.
I like that.
So you can see us over in overtime playing and celebrating and having, some water.
Yeah. Red velvet rope time. Oh, that's great. Okay, it just sounds so wonderful. And this fundraiser, people buying the tickets, all those funds go back into the fund.
Everything does. Wind River Resort and Casino is our main sponsor. They sponsor it at $25,000. Reading Rancheria buys all of the dinner. So they are, both of them combined, are the major sponsors. Anything that anybody donates and gives back goes right back into the community fund, and then we are going to be meeting for the spring round, and we'll be giving the money right back. It's amazing. I 20 years of being able to do this and keeping the secret of who the winner is and seeing the tears come, because you know what? Everybody is having such a time, and they know that they're budgeting and they're getting these cuts and whatever all over the board. And then they understand what they just called our name and we're getting $10,000. That it's a gift. You don't have to designate it to everything, to anything.
Right.
It's up to them. It is the most rewarding.
Fantastic.
The tribe is amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing to be able to let us bring ideas and them to say, do it.
And I just want to say that I'm having a wonderful time creating my inner Barbies. Because we all have multiple Barbies in us. So that is like, there's fantasies. How do I feel? What does this represent? Oh, my God, this is the so-and-so Barbie. So that's been a lot of fun. And I know my musicians are really excited about it because they're getting to play some great diva songs, and we're going to have these different themes that are going to be fun. And it just is going to be an incredible night. So let's talk a little. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Chicks and Chaps and a little bit more about stuff that's happening in the North State. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Tyler, take us out with something fun.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, take me everywhere.
Is this the after dance?
Come on, Barbie, let's go, Barbie.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Brush my hair.
I love it.
Anytime. Oh, welcome back. We're having a ball here. Thank you so much, Linda Bott. Maria Orozco is with me tonight. We're having a blast.
Absolutely.
Can you hear our smiles?
I know.
Totally, they can see your dance moves.
Yeah, and Allison Boyer, thanks for hanging out with
us. Of course.
We decided, why not? Let's hang out. And I know that you mentioned earlier that you want to connect with a 2030 club, so we're going to get you hooked up with Blake.
Yes, Mr. Fisher, get ready.
Yeah, we love Blake. God, we did a show at the Cascade over the summer. That was one of the highlights of my, last 10 years. And he was, he's such a good singer and such a great guy and so grounded and young. Just with it. Love that guy. So Blake, And he comes on the station and he does shows, I think, with James Masada. And I like him very much, so.
I do, too. They're donating the wine. Thank you, Enjoy Magazine. Enjoy the store.
They're donating wine for the United. Okay.
Yeah, we got.
How do you go? I mean, not just because people want to donate. So, as you put together your, like, it sounds like it's going to be in a tent now for all your, because they do have delicious, when I say delicious, yummy, I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about, like, purse food. Purse and great, like, fun. It's beautiful, your silent auction.
Yes, and I actually got to go shop for that the other week, and it happened to be Valentine's, so I was like, I am getting anything and all things pink. I mean, I even went to the Louis Vuitton store, and there's a Louis Vuitton necklace and earrings. Just a heads up. Get ready. There's just a lot. It's beautiful, but the purse is shiny, glitzy, all glam. We're bringing everything to Reading to make sure that we can all have fun at this event and feel good about each other and talk nice to each other.
Yeah, and talk nice to each other. That's
so
beautiful.
Amazing, yes.
So I asked Maria because, you know, this is supposed to be the year that I say no so I could say yes. That's my term. I'm going to say no because for 10 years I've said yes to a lot of things. Then it turns over and it's an expected thing. And so this year I've said no to a few things in order to say yes. One was I joined a book club. And I've never been in a book club, but this is, I love with this very interesting group of ladies that it's, you know, they're multicultural, mm-hmm. coming from different backgrounds, and we're reading books, and I love discussing their view of the same thing that I read, coming through their experience, and that feeds my soul. So that's one thing. Number two is I decided that I was going to, become more of a, you know, I was kind of nominated and I wasn't sure I could do it, but, you know, be with the Women's Auxiliary for the Reading Rodeo. And so I can be a voting member of that. And then one of the things that's really clear and near dear to my heart, because I love cowboys and I love the cowboy way, bar none, bottom line, that Chicks and Chaps is this event that I've been involved with since the conception of when it was brought here. It came out of, you're going to ask me anyway, not from Reading. And, we were at the rodeo national finals this year. So the people who founded this, and I love it, they founded it. It's all about breast cancer awareness. But why you're doing that, it's pink again. It's fun. It's breast cancer awareness. And we've got Lauren Strickland, who's keynote speaker. And I love the fact that Maria is going to speak as well. And this is a really big thing for not only me, but that you've granted that you're going to come and speak to the ladies, not only that have fun with us, but be able to speak from personal experiences.
Yes. Breast cancer is something that has affected my mom. And I recently went and got the test done to make sure the gene is either I have it or either I don't. And if I do, then we're going to start taking those precautions. Mm-hmm. And then if I don't, I'm still going to take those precautions. Mm-hmm. Cancer does not know any age, gender, anything.
Well, your financial status, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's just if it's there, it's wham. So, it's a positive day. Mm-hmm. It's an afternoon where, you know, we're at the rodeo grounds. It's a lot of fun. And I just want to do a shout out to Kevin, Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor, because I reached out to, and this is what makes my heart feel full about being in this community. I asked Maria, she said yes. I asked Kevin, can you donate a houseboat trip? He said yes. I've never asked him for that. I mean, we've done some advertising, and I've gone out and stayed on a boat with some friends, but never asked them to donate something like that. So I'm just so full of gratitude, and this is going to be a really special. So the tickets are going to go on sale, and again, that's the Friday of rodeo, which is May 17th.
May 17th?
Yeah, May 17th. And so come and join us for that, and that'll be an afternoon. So, and that's the morning that they do the pancake breakfast, and they do the thing pink, and then that night everybody's in pink for the rodeo. Now, let's talk about Native American Night, because last year was the first time you did that.
First time, and boy, we threw that together really quick, and it turned out amazing. I know that being up there on the flat, I stood there the whole time. I just, those, I love bull riding, all things bull riding, or any, you know, it's just the pageantry of that is just amazing.
It's an art form. Absolutely. I think some people look at, you know, it's cultural, first of all, and it is an art form that these guys are at the top of their game, and they do, I can tell you from the stock, knowing the people who bring in the stock, these animals are treated very well. They aren't thirsty and sitting out there. You may think it's hot, but they are really taken care of. I've seen it. I wouldn't be part of something if it wasn't that.
Exactly. So when we were able to join with the Reading Rodeo Association and say, you know what, yes, we would love to host the night and bring Native American Night, watching all the flags and, you know, the honoring, and then all of a sudden our dancers come out and Dove Jude sings her song was, this is an emotional show. Yeah. I just keep getting all teared up.
In her language, which is?
Paiute.
Okay. The God Bless America. I think that's, no, she was singing Oh America the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been to a rodeo and not this rodeo where you could hear a pin drop. I think people were like, wait a minute. You couldn't talk. It was, you could hear the flags waving. You could hear the pop, you know, the wind and the flags. And nothing else but this voice sailing and people's, you could hear the hair going up in people's backs and arms just from, oh my God.
Absolutely, and I think that's why the increase of people who could, because we bring the Stillwater Power to the Reading Rodeo Association who hosts us. So they hosted us for the first time last year. We came up with the idea of Native American Night, and then this year we've already started planning, so it's just super excited. And then Powwow is always that first Friday of October, so we're ready. The folks that weren't able to see the dancers and their pageantry and to hear Dove in her native tongue and then come to a powwow and go, whoa, we didn't even know this, you know, ever happened. And we've been doing powwow since I've been with the tribe for 30 years. So it's been happening for a long time. It's amazing.
30 years looks good on you, girl.
Thank you.
No, I mean,
it's because I hang with the best.
Well, you've gotten better and better and better and better. And so I think that is when you age with wisdom and grace, the beauty just comes out. You don't have to try. It's there. And that's Maria. And I can tell Allison that your heart is in the right place when it comes to your passion you were talking about for conservation and for animal conservation and being, you know, that you've got the heart. So you've got this new job with Turtle Bay. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I think you're going to be a fabulous fit.
Thank you so much. It's really what I've always wanted to do.
Steward of the land.
Yes.
Amazing.
There's a commonality.
I'm telling you. People, if you just open your hearts and open your minds and open your ears, you'll find that life is beautiful.
And I can't really add that, but what I will say is that I really believe that there's healing for our planet, there's healing for your mind and your soul in nature, if you listen. And on that note, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you so much, Tyler. Thank you, Allison. And thank you, Maria. And I only hope that you sing this with me the night of the Barbie thing. I would be so honored if we could close the night with us.
Cause I News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.